in the parable of the sower and the seed, we all have known and heard of this parable in the past, right? And many of Jesus' teachings were in parables. What is a parable? Well, a parable is a simple story designed to illustrate a moral or spiritual lesson. It uses everyday metaphors like people can relate to, such as agriculture, animals, human characters, inanimate objects facing a realistic moral dilemma. And in the Gospels, Jesus tells famous parables that we all know, right? The prodigal son, Luke 15. The shrewd steward, Luke 16. Or the wheat and the tares, following the parable of the sower. In fact, the parable of the sower is so important, it's one of the few parables where Jesus himself explains the meaning to the parable. And Jesus tells us the importance of not only preaching God's word, but hearing and listening to it. How do we hear the word of God? In this parable, the seed represents the word of God, and different kinds of soil represent different ways people receive and listen to the word. The soil also represents the condition of the heart. The farmer did his best to spread the seed. The seed was good seed, but in the parable, the results vary depending on where the seed fell. Now, just to understand, we have to have a little context here of the agricultural practices in Jesus' time. In the ancient Near East, farmers didn't carefully till rows and place individual seeds like today. There was no John Deere tractor. They had a bag that they wore, and then they took by hand and they tossed the seeds like this, going to where they didn't worry about really where it fell. They just know they had to get seed planted because the harvest was going to come. And of course, if this were today, man, the farmer would go out of business, or if his employee would be fired. Because you gotta plant those seeds right where that good soil is. So Jesus gives us four conditions of hearers in this parable. He says some seed fell on hard ground and were immediately snatched away by the devil. And then some seed fell and didn't take root, was scorched by the sun, and it withered away. And then some seed fell amongst weeds and thorns and were choked. And some seed fell on good soil and produced fruit. And later on, Jesus explained to his disciples the meaning. And as we heard this morning in the gospel, hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet he has no root. And it endures for a while, but when trial and persecution come on account of this word, he falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, well, that's the one that is consumed by the cares and riches of the world, the deceitfulness, and it proves unfruitful, and those thorns choke it. How many of you see you like gardening? When you go out and you see and you like it, you plant your flowers and you trim the bushes, and then you see weeds coming up, right? You see weeds, and weeds, the purpose is to eat the same food, to take what was from the good flower or the bushes. That's why we go in there and I'm going to weed the garden, meaning I'm going to pull the weeds. And then Jesus says, as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word, understands, and he indeed is the one who bears fruit. In one case, 100-fold, in another 60, in another 30. The question for us this morning is, how do we receive the Word of God? Which type of soil are we? Do we hear and not listen? During World War II, the city of Palmero, Italy, was a military objective of the Allied powers. And it was to be bombed by the Army Air Corps. To warn the Sicilians, telling them to flee, the Allies dropped pamphlets beforehand. But the citizens did not believe the warning. When the American planes came and dropped the bombs, hundreds of Sicilians were killed. In fact, in some cold, dead hands were found the very leaflets that were dropped to tell them to leave the city. They heard, but they didn't listen. And there were consequences. You see, listening is the active cognitive process of paying attention and absorbing what was heard. The Sicilian people heard, but they didn't listen. So are you like the seed that fell among the path that was snatched away by the devil? Or the rocky places where the word doesn't take root? Or are you like the seed that falls on the thorns, the cares and worries of the world, and possessions seem to take over? That seems to be the focus. That seems to be the drive. Or are you like the good soil that hears the word and bears much fruit in your life? Think about it for a minute. Because to be honest, we are all of the above. Every one of us. There are times in our lives when we go through periods where we wonder where God is. Why isn't he hearing me? Why do I have to go through this sickness or deal with this depression? How do I cope with these trials in my life? And sometimes we struggle and our hearts become hardened to God's word. It's like that rocky soil. When we experience times of trouble and anxiety, we begin to doubt God's word. And the worries of life take over. We feel overwhelmed. Do you ever feel overwhelmed? I know I do. And sometimes the word does not seem to take root. And then there's times when the evil one comes and snatches the word from our hearts. We become apathetic to the things of God. Oh, ho-hum. I don't need to read his word. I don't need to go to church. I don't need to participate in the sacrament. The devil entices us to doubt God's love for us by saying that God doesn't really care. Are you sure that you're really forgiven? God can't possibly forgive you for that same sin again. And I know many times the devil sits next to me and he will say, "Are you really sure? Come on. Is this what you really want to do? Do you really believe what's said there?" And constantly. But see, that's the fight we have. Because as Paul says in Ephesians, we war not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, spiritual powers in heavenly places. The Bible says Satan is always prowling like a roaring lion, seeking to devour us, leading us, our own sinful nature, to the influence of the world about us, and to ignore God's word. And many times the word doesn't take root in our hearts because of the worries and cares for life. We become swept away by the world's ways of thinking. We watch movies and scroll through things on social media that many times drag us away from God's ways. All of us go through every type of soil in our lives. That's the condition of our heart. But just as the farmer spread the seed all over the ground, Jesus keeps pouring seeds of the word into our hearts. He doesn't stop. It's Jesus who enables us to receive his word, bear fruit. We can't do it ourselves. And Jesus keeps pouring his grace and his seed into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that the word is very near to you. Open your hearts to receive it. And God's word is powerful and efficacious. As we heard in Isaiah this morning in our Old Testament reading, God's word will not return empty but accomplish its purpose. God's word penetrates the very core of our being. The word you hear is the same word that was said at the beginning of time, "Let there be light." It's the same word that gave the Ten Commandments to Moses on Mount Sinai. It's the same word that stilled storms, healed the sick, and raised the dead. And it's the same word that called out from the cross, "It is finished." As Jesus completed his saving work for all people through his death and resurrection. Psalm 138 says, "For you have exalted above all things your name and your word." And it's a word to be believed and trusted because it's a message that has authority. And the word of God has two clear messages for us this morning. Firstly, it says that we are all sinners. As the Bible says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. It's the purpose of God's word to expose our sin, to point the finger directly at each one of us, to show us who we really are without him. God's word penetrates and examines every area of our lives, our morality, our spirituality, our emotions. It exposes what kind of people we are. People who by nature live in disobedience to God's word. God's word penetrates our hearts, causing each of us to turn away from disobedient ways and repent, to see our need for a Savior and freedom from sin. The Bible promises that those who believe in Jesus have freedom from all guilt and are forgiven through the cross of Jesus Christ. With the authority of God's word, it's as if God himself is speaking to us. When I stand up there and say, "Brothers and sisters, I have good news for you." This is not just rote words. That's the power of the word. Your sins are forgiven. Absorb it. Believe it by faith. They're gone. You walk out of here this morning, whatever happened this past week is gone. It's forgiven. As far as the east is from the west, so will God forgive our sins. And secondly, the word of God declares with authority that the barrier of sin that stood between us has been torn down. The Bible promises that those who believe in Jesus have freedom from all guilt and are forgiven through the cross of Christ. By the cross and empty tomb, God's word declares that we are changed. We are being made a new person. Because as Paul said in our epistle this morning, "For all who are led by the Spirit are sons of God." Isn't that neat? You are a child of God. No longer is it sin has a hold on you. The consequences of your sin have been dealt with by Jesus and the cross. And daily, God's word reassures us that the promises, his promises, are true and powerful. When we feel depressed about our sin, God reassures us that we are still loved by him and that in Jesus there's forgiveness. He keeps pouring out the seeds of grace and mercy that you need every moment of your life. And you know, good listening to God's word involves being open to it, listening to it carefully, recognizing that God's word has authority. And as you read God's word, say to yourself, it means me. God is speaking to me. It doesn't matter whether you hear the word of God here in worship, a Bible study, a devotion, or wherever. There comes a point when you will say, what is it? It comes to the point where, what is God saying to me? So Jesus keeps pouring seeds of his word on us to open our hearts, to continually receive it, to continually bear fruit for him. Maybe you haven't been too regular in reading God's word. Maybe you don't take the time to have a devotional life. And I think that's important for us as Christians. We need to set time. Maybe the more early morning is good. Maybe some for it's midday. Maybe sometimes it's later in the evening. To take that 15 to 20 minutes and find a devotional and read God's word, and by saying, what is God saying to me? Because that's the power of his word. And to grow in our faith, we need to take that time. It's important. It's like, how can you be a carpenter, a skilled carpenter, and never go build a house? How good are you going to be? That's not bearing much fruit. But you, as a skilled carpenter, you're going to build homes. And it's the same way as in our Christian life. We read the word, we absorb it, and it changes us. How many times have I said, the more you get into the word of God gets into you and changes you. Oh, bless the Lord. You see, this all comes from outside ourselves. It's a gift. God gave us all ears to hear and to listen. The word of that seed is a miraculous power within to change us. I was reading this past week part of our Lutheran Confessions. And it states, and I really like this, listen to this, God's word, through the means of preaching and hearing his word, he breaks our hearts and draws us to him, leading us to confess our sins and comforts us with the good news of the gospel and the forgiveness of sins. That's why I'm Lutheran, because that's the truth of what the scripture teaches. So, brothers and sisters, the parable of the sower is a beautiful picture of the gospel, where God's word is scattered lavishly to everyone without excluding anyone based on their spiritual dirt. He enables us by the Holy Spirit to receive his word and bear good fruit in our lives. 30, 60, and 100-fold. He who has ears, let him hear.